Well, mental health workers and Indigenous leaders are urging the federal government to increase the funding for programs aimed at preventing suicide amongst young Indigenous Australians. In the federal budget this week, the Morrison government has committed $736 million for mental health services. That includes the establishment of 30 new Headspace centres. There was also $15 million within that for Indigenous suicide prevention, including $5 million over 4 years to tackle youth Indigenous suicide. But Dr. Jackie Huggins, who's co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, says that isn't enough.
I guess the downsize is around $5 million, which is really not enough in terms of youth suicide prevention. It should be much more than that. And that we're asking that this money goes to community health-controlled organisations and to other health but also community-controlled organisations right across the country that provide services for these types of situations.
Dr. Jackie Huggins speaking on RN Drive last night. So far this year, 35 Indigenous Australians have died by suicide, including 3 children who are just as young as 12 years old. Rob McPhee is the Deputy CEO of the Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Service. He's co-chair of the Commonwealth-funded Kimberley Aboriginal Suicide Prevention Working Group. Rob McPhee, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Do you welcome government's commitment of an extra $15 million for Indigenous suicide prevention, and is it enough for what is undoubtedly a national crisis?
Look, I absolutely welcome any additional funding that's been provided to tackle what is such a tragic issue impacting on our communities, but $15 million is nowhere near enough money for us to really get our head around the crisis that we're dealing with in many of our communities. And I would have liked to have seen much more significant commitments in funds for us to really do some more work on the ground.
Had you been hoping there'd been more? Had you been engaged with the government? I know there was some money, I think, put aside for mental health support for the Kimberley before the budget. The Minister, Ken Wyatt, recently announced $1.8 million for Headspace National for Young Indigenous Ambassadors and $2.3 million to roll out the BU mental health in education programs in the Kimberley. You know, were you expecting more? Had you been discussing with the government about what more can be done and needs to be done?
We certainly were expecting much more from a national perspective. The rollout of the BU program in the Kimberley and the Pilbara region, it was a welcome announcement by the government several months back. But the real support that we need is additional services on the ground to meet the needs of communities, particularly in remote areas. I think the announcement of the expansion of Headspace is a great initiative, but I'd really like to urge the government to ensure that those 30 new Headspace centres, at least some of them, are located in areas, in remote areas where the needs are great and where young people just don't have any access to services. So, look, I would have preferred to have seen an announcement that included the funding of the Aboriginal community-controlled sector, health sector, in delivering services to young people, because that's where the greatest need is.
Can we talk more about that? I mentioned your role with the suicide prevention trials, and there's including sites in the Kimberley. I mean, that's $55 million over 4 years for the National Suicide Prevention Trials. Are these having any impact at the moment, and what are the lessons that are showing up there that needed to be funded and perhaps have been overlooked?
Look, the trials themselves are run over 4 years, and they're $1 million a year for each site. So there's $4 million that's been allocated to the Kimberley. And the intent of the trial is to undertake initiatives and activities to test to see the impact that they would have on reducing suicide and self-harm and improving mental health and social and emotional wellbeing outcomes. The trials will wrap up in June next year, and we are starting to see some early lessons, and those are primarily around ensuring that you've got community engaged in every step of the way, providing resources into communities to start the conversation around suicide and suicide prevention, and then ensuring that the services that are needed once the community are engaged are then put in place to support the community to respond.
So that's what you told us earlier you think is missing, money for services on the ground. I suppose the government might say, well, let's get the trials underway to work out what's needed. But this $5 million in the budget that goes towards youth suicide is a grants program for young Indigenous leaders to participate in place-based cultural programs. That's, you know, in recognition of cultural and healing traditions. Is this going to have an impact, or would you rather that money spent differently?
Look, I think there's growing evidence in Australia that connecting young people to country, the practice of culture and having a strong and proud identity are really important factors to help build the strength and resilience of young people. So I think that I applaud the government for recognising that. And it's important that we do support programs that engage young people in culture. But my concern is that I think the needs are much greater than that. And we need to have a more comprehensive response to the youth suicide issue that we're dealing with nationally at the moment. The programs are a good start, but we need more.
Does more comprehensive mean more money more broadly? I mean, there wasn't a major funding package for Indigenous Australia more broadly in terms of housing, which we've spoken about many times on this program, and the impact of overcrowding housing and the need for more and better housing for Indigenous communities and jobs and sort of overall package. I noticed that Jerry Georgiadis, who's a suicide prevention campaigner, he said that the more crushing the poverty, the higher the suicide rates, and indicates that poverty and the First Nations people amongst the poorest amongst us, that poverty is the thing that is leading to high rates of suicide amongst First Nations and kids in particular. Would you agree with that?
Look, I think poverty is one factor. We know that communities that face higher levels of poverty, higher levels of what we call the social determinants of health, so unemployment, low levels of participation in education, racism, access to adequate housing, and so on. We know that the more of those risk factors that are in place, the higher chances that we have dysfunctional communities, and that includes poor mental health outcomes and self-harm as well. So poverty is one of the issues, but it's also linked to many others that many of our communities are struggling to come to terms with.
Rob, that figure I started with at the start of this interview, 35 suicides of Indigenous people this year. We're only 3 months into the year. Some of those kids, children only 12 years old, 8 have been in very recent times. Are you surprised that figure hasn't caused an absolute outcry and crisis response? I'm not talking just in the budget, but more broadly.
Look, I think absolutely. I think we've been trying hard to get the attention of government, and you know, the Federal Minister for Indigenous Health has held a round table around Indigenous youth suicide. So there is some awareness within government. I would have liked to have seen a budget response that reflected the crisis and the demand. I think there's more to be done. I think we need to get government to better understand what needs to happen to respond to that, because it's tragic and it's unavoidable, and we deserve better. Our communities deserve better.
Rob McPhee, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Rob McPhee is Deputy CEO of the Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Service and co-chair of the Commonwealth-funded Kimberley Aboriginal Suicide Prevention Working Group, working part of these trials. And if this interview has brought up issues for you, you can, if you need, or anyone you know needs help, you can always call Lifeline on 131114 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224636.